Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 5:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, feeling good Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Hope your day's planned out nicely for you. We're looking down the line here. Austin coming in just a minute. He's all over this three-day forecast coming up. Going to let you know heading into the weekend. He's got that forecast also to include Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the three primary days for Five Flag Speedway this weekend. Race weather looking great. Austin will touch on that in just a few minutes. But as we jump into it, let's go ahead and take care of some business. Your top three trending stories today.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, student cell phone use could potentially be banned in Florida schools. House Bill 949 is going to prohibit the use of cell phones and other wireless communication devices for the entire school day. The bill does include provisions for schools to designate areas for cell phone use and administer a location and a place that an administrator gives permission to do so. So that's working that. There's going to be some fine-tuning to that, especially with those students. Changes could come for Florida license plates under a proposal moving forward in the Senate. Drivers will have to attach license plates, get this, on the front and rear of their vehicles, matching the plates already required on the rear as they are right now. The Agricultural, Environment, and General Governmental Appropriations Committee on Tuesday backed Senate Bill 92, making Florida the 30th state to require most vehicles to display two tags. So much for the vanity tags in the front of your car now. And starting this fall, Navarre Beach Fire Rescue will be inspecting thousands of short-term rental properties on the beach. Navarre Beach Fire Rescue Chief Danny Furyk says the inspections will strictly be for fire safety and will be conducted on an annual basis. He says the department is currently setting up a system for payments.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, still have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, your worst looking spots are probably going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for the weather, it's 73 degrees, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 64, low of 41.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, after a mission that was supposed to last around a week, instead turned into 9 months, Butch and Sonny back on the ground, finally returned to Earth from the International Space Station. Jonathan Searay, down at the Kennedy Space Center.
The SpaceX Dragon capsule that brought them back is named Freedom, and it's as if it were choreographed for a movie, greeted by dolphins as the capsule splashed down off the Florida Panhandle. Freedom arrived at the International Space Station back in September with the Crew 9 mission. Well, after their flight test of Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft ran into thruster problems, NASA reassigned test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams to fold into the Crew 9 mission and then return with them on that SpaceX capsule, Freedom, after the next astronaut rotation arrived just this past Sunday.
And a House panel unanimously passed a bill known as House Bill 1321 on Wednesday to repeal a law that protects the identities of presidential candidates at state universities from public disclosure. The bill also includes changes to the higher education system, such as term limits for the Board of Governors and University Boards of Trustees.
I will tell you this, they're going to be opening the doors at the White House real soon. Butch and Sonny both got invites.
Oh,
to
nice.
Go up and sit down and sit on the sofa with President Trump, so that should be interesting. Senate Governmental Oversight and Accountability Committee voting 6-2 on Tuesday to put a constitutional amendment on the November 26 ballot. That's November 2026 ballot to eliminate the lieutenant governor's position by 2027 and create a fifth cabinet member in charge of reporting on fraud, waste, and abuse. If something were to happen to a sitting governor, the attorney general would become the governor.
All righty. And three parents appealing to a federal court after their First Amendment challenge to a state school book review was dismissed. They argue that a 2023 law, which allows parents to seek removal of books deemed pornographic, violates their rights by not allowing them to challenge school board's decisions to remove or restrict books. They claim this restriction constitutes viewpoint discrimination.
I also wrote this story here and placed it up on our website, NewsRadio 92.3, if you'd like to peruse it a little bit further. But owners of boats adrift in Florida waters will now have to be a little bit more careful about keeping their vessels moored if a bill moving to the Senate floor gets approved. It is Senate Bill 164, and it would require new registrations for long-term anchoring of vessels through the FWC. The bill proposes requiring the commission to issue, now get this, at no cost, a permit for the long-term anchoring of a vessel.
All righty. Just about 5:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get some of the biggest stories happening nationwide here as we get a deep look into the national headlines today. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit gulfbreezenews.com online.
Join Ballet Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on Pep Talk. For the first time in Ballet Pensacola's history, they're bringing Don Quixote to the stage at the Center, March 28th through 30th and the following weekend. Find out about this lively and timeless tale of romance, chivalry, and adventure. Text or call in your questions for Sarah, Debbie, and the dancers to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Stocks ending up today. Good day up there in the markets. After the Fed keeps those interest rates unchanged, Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks ending higher after the Fed announced that it would be holding interest rates steady, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 4.25% to 4.5%.
The central bank also maintained its previous prediction for two rate cuts at some point this year. Fed officials see inflation staying higher this year than previously estimated and economic growth going lower than prior predictions. The Dow winners, Boeing, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 383 points, the Nasdaq higher by 247, S&P 500 up 61. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right. Looks as though the Fed is going to keep those interest rates unchanged as expected. We're going to kind of get into it a little bit further with you. Here's Hillary.
The central bank is holding its benchmark interest rate steady, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 4.25% to 4.5%.
The committee also projecting two rate cuts at some point this year as inflation moderates but remains above its target and the job market remains relatively healthy. Fed officials now see inflation staying higher this year than previously estimated and economic growth going lower than previous predictions. The Fed is forecasting that it will reach its inflation target of 2% in 2027. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your national headlines in just a moment, but first, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spots, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful day, high of 64, low of 41.
Yeah, and that forecast looking downrange beginning Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beautiful for the Five Flags Speedway weekend. Tim Bryant coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. He will be live on News Radio 92.3.
And President Trump says they are very much on track to putting an end to the Ukraine and Russia war. Trump spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for about an hour today and said it was a very good call. In a post on Truth Social, he said that the call was focused on what he and Russian President Vladimir Putin talked about yesterday so that they could align both nations in terms of what they are asking for.
Well, you can expect a lot of sun over Pensacola Beach this weekend for the 2025 Spring Beach Brawl. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday, RX, Intermediate, Masters, and Scaled teams will compete in a celebration of health and the relentless pursuit of personal best. Mm. Sounds pretty good. Getting better.
Yeah.
Okay, Saturday.
You're winning me over.
Here we go. Saturday, we're going to see the RX and Scaled teams take on the challenge, while Sunday is dedicated to Intermediate and Masters competitors. Grab your sunscreen and be a part of the great exercise week. And they do this on Pensacola Beach right there underneath the ball.
Oh, wow,
well, not under
nice.
The ball in the parking lot, but on the beach.
Right. Gotcha. And a federal judge is giving the Trump administration's lawyers more time to provide information on deportation flights that were conducted last weekend. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg wants answers on the timing of flights that he ordered to turn around on Saturday. The White House has pushed back and said that the judge continues to beat a dead horse over the situation.
And Jackie Heinrich joins us now. She's up there at the White House with more on this subject.
There have been a couple developments just in the last few minutes here. While the judge did extend the deadline for the government to submit information on the specific movements of these planes, you know, he put up a bit of protest saying this isn't a fishing expedition, but an effort to determine if the government deliberately flouted the court's orders, and if so, what the punishment should be. He also took exception to the government's refusal to provide that information, saying that it's not classified information and their narrative that revealing it could reveal state secrets is sort of unprecedented. He is basically giving the administration another day to deliver those answers.
And the last person who saw the missing University of Pittsburgh student in the Dominican Republic is getting his passport back. That, according to ABC News, Minnesota College student Joshua Rebe had his passport and cell phone taken while he was being interviewed as a witness in the disappearance of Sudishka Konani. Konanki's parents released a statement yesterday and said they have come to terms with the possibility she drowned off the coast of the Caribbean island.
Okay, 527 News Radio 92.3. House Republicans are reintroducing a measure authorized by New York Congressman Mike Lawler to increase taxes for top university endowments. Lydia Hu has more.
Currently, the endowment tax applies only to the largest endowments with at least $500,000 in assets for each student. And because of that threshold, only 56 colleges and universities paid the tax in 2023 that produced $380 million in revenue. But on the other hand, advocates for universities say taxing the endowments means fewer opportunities for students. As for Columbia University, Congressman Lawler points out the university doesn't pay a dime in endowment income tax because it falls below the threshold. The university did not get back to us on that point.
And a Republican senator says her fellow GOP colleagues are worried to speak out against the Trump administration and Elon Musk because they fear that they'll be, quote unquote, taken down. Alaska lawmaker Lisa Murkowski told reporters that Republican senators are afraid of the attacks she and others who have spoken in opposition to Trump have faced. She said that that's why you've got everybody just zip-lipped, not saying a word because they're afraid they're going to be taken down. They're going to be primaried and they're going to be given names in the media.
I just love it when these lawmakers say words like my source or everybody is saying this. I would love for them to qualify their statements in terms of, okay, 15 people responded to this, or here's where this source, this is my source.
Yeah, you'll hear people say, like, basically, like, it's an inside thing. It's classified.
According to my source. You know,
I know someone very reliable who says this. Yeah, they're like that.
So if they could just qualify it, I'll listen. But this is crazy stuff, this rhetoric that they keep throwing out there. Hey, big name automaker, gonna be missing from a major automotive show. It's in a city I love. It's Vancouver, British Columbia. Gorgeous city if you ever get a chance to go there. Jeff Manasso has the report.
The Vancouver International Auto Show removing Tesla. Organizers say over safety concerns and the potential for violence amid recent attacks on Tesla vehicles and dealerships.
I always thought the left, or the Democrats, were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring, and yet they're burning down cars, they're firebombing dealerships.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk on Fox's Hannity Tuesday alleging that Democrat-backed groups are responsible for the violence amid Musk's efforts to help President Trump cut fraud, waste, and abuse in the federal government. The Department of Justice has also threatened severe consequences for people involved in what it calls acts of domestic terror. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And retired Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer defending federal judges after President Trump took aim at them. He backed up Chief Justice John Roberts, telling CNN that judges shouldn't need to look to the president to make their decisions. Breyer retired from the high court in 2022.
Okay, thinking about doing the house buying, house selling thing? Here it is. Mortgage rates coming in today. Still below the 7% mark. 30-year fixed mortgage sitting at 6.78%. Average rate, 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.24%. So we will keep you posted on that. Coming up, less than 7 minutes, we're going to be talking live to Tim Bryant from Five Flags Speedway on News Radio 92.3. Come on back and see us.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The negotiations trying to bring an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. President Trump speaking with both nations' leaders. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt reading a statement from National Security Advisor Michael Waltz after a phone call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The leaders agreed Ukraine and America will continue working together to bring about a real end to the war
and that lasting peace under President Trump's leadership can be achieved.
The Attorney General Pam Bondi criticizing a federal judge who ordered the administration to stop flights supporting migrants, claiming they're targeting migrants believed to be part of a Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua.
They are sending money not only throughout this country to each other, but back to Venezuela. They are a terrorist organization, and we are not going to have that in our country.
The judge giving the Trump administration time to provide the requested information. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Williams-Sonoma was under pressure in morning trading after delivering weak guidance for the year. Shares dropped 11% after the company said that net revenue could fall in this year. The company also says it has overreported freight expenses, resulting in a $49 million accounting adjustment. The American Federation of Teachers said they're suing the U.S. Department of Education for shutting down access to affordable repayment plans for millions of American student loan borrowers. More than 12 million people were enrolled in IDR plans as of September 2024, according to CNBC. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 1 to 1.4%. The Dow added 383, and the Nasdaq was up nearly 250. U.S. crude oil futures for April sit above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Scotty Scheffler's Masters Club dinner on April 8th sounds absolutely delicious. Scotty is serving up for appetizers, cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp, and Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites. Then the Masters champions of the past will be treated to Texas-style chili, wood-fired cowboy ribeye, and black and redfish. Plus, don't forget the mac and cheese and the jalapeno cream corn. And to end the night, there will be a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie with a scoop of ice cream. I'm Zach Gelb.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020, or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now.
.537 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a beauty of a Wednesday. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you this afternoon. It's my honor. I have known this guy for a real long time. Tim Bryant, Five Flag Speedway, Mr. Racing here in Pensacola. Tim, how you doing this afternoon?
Chris, good to hear from you guys. How you doing, Austin? Thanks for letting us be on with you today.
Hey, listen, it's my pleasure. If it's not running to you in the aisles of Walmart doing our grocery shopping on a Friday night, so you can see what we do, we're talking racing. I go past the track, Tim. It looks so beautiful. If you were to place yourself 1 year prior to right where we're right now, what are the major changes you've done out there? Because it is a beauty.
Well, listen, it's a work in progress for us. I mean, you know, things are a lot different than they were, you know, 30, 40 years ago here. Five Flag Speedway has a lot of history here in Pensacola, and it used to be the place to be on Friday nights, and people would come out and sit on a wood plank and watch cars go round for round and round for, you know, 4 hours. And it's a lot different now. We've upgraded the facility over time, and, you know, we've improved the seating, and the concessions are nicer, and the restrooms are nicer, and it's a little bit nicer venue. We still have some visions of some improvements we want to continue to make. In the meantime, the racing has continued to be excellent and even probably better. It's more competitive now. The cars are faster. They're closer together. They still bump and grind, though. That's one thing that doesn't change in short track racing. So we're in for a weekend full of treats here with what all we got going on this weekend.
And you can still smell that beautiful aroma of gas. You know? That's one thing you like about that. You're so up close and personable, and you really are. You can see exactly what's going on in the pit areas. You can really get a feel for the actual teams. I know I first ran into you and met you back in the days when I moved in 2005, Joanna Long was a big popular racer out at Five Flags. Whatever happened to Joanna? Is she still around?
Well, she is. She is now the mother of two children.
Nice.
And lives very near the racetrack. But, you know, she went on and had a run at a NASCAR career for several years. And now she's kind of settled into motherhood. So we're really proud of some of the accomplishments that she made in racing. And, of course, there's been a lot more just like her. We've still got some guys from that era that are still racing. And, you know, what we got coming in this weekend. One thing I want to mention, backing up just a little bit,
sure,
about how things have changed, a slight piece of technology. And it's very, very simple. You know, these cars are loud, and you know, people that are a little sensitive to the noise think that might be a problem to come watch the race. But there's an app. It's called My guts. Goodness sakes, I'm going to
put your glasses on.
Draw a blank on it. so there's an app you can put on your phone now for free, and you can we have a laptop computer in our system, in our scoring tower with a transmitter up there, and you can listen to the PA system through the earbuds on your phone. It's called Track Tunes.
Sorry
for that momentary brain fade there. But Track Tunes, it's an app to put on your phone. It takes like 2 minutes to download it. Plug in your earbuds into your phone. Listen to the PA system, and the cars aren't so noisy. And I only bring that up because that's just a one little bit of technology that's in racing today. Of course, electronic scoring now. You can watch the timing and scoring on your phone. Just a lot of things that go along with with where we are in 2025. But the cars are pieces of technology now, probably what Indy cars were, a decade or two ago. These are high-tech cars. They cost a lot. There's teams that are doing this professionally now at the highest level, our super late models. But we still have some entry-level class. One of the funnest things we've done out here is started a class. Old police cars, we call them Crown Stocks because most of them are Ford Crown Victorias, old police cars, and that's our entry-level class. And the guys are having an absolute ball driving those cars and beating and banging on each other. It's a lot of fun.
One thing that has always impressed me is the Bryant family understanding finances and family ability to go to events like this. You guys have kept the pricing low. As a matter of fact, the opening night, Friday night, admission only $10, and you're letting the kids 5 to 11 in for free.
Yeah, we're privy to people's financial situations best we can be. Of course, Saturday, we got the Arca Menard series here. You see them on television regularly, and that's a very, very expensive race. Obviously, the ticket price is a little higher. And then Sunday afternoon, the ASA National Tour is here with the super late model. That'll be a lot of the same cars that were in the Snowball Derby this past December. And those ticket prices are a little bit higher. But we try to be, like I say, cognizant of people's finances. We want them to be able to come out here, enjoy themselves without breaking the bank.
Look at this. You go from March 21st to December 7th, nights of amazing racing out at Five Flags. Give me really the key names that we should be watching out at Five Flags this year. Who are some of the top racers?
Well, so the big story going into last year's Snowball Derby with Bubba Pollard, who's been a multi-time Deep South Trains Blizzard Series champion here, but he's never been able to get the Snowball. And could he do it last year? He was ever so close in 2023, crashed, fighting for the lead was 8 laps to go. And then 2024, it just wasn't his day. And again, he did not make it happen, but he continues to be the fan favorite. He's from Senoia, Georgia. He's a fan favorite here in our super late model class. And of course, he'll be the one a lot of people will be pulling for here this weekend. Stephen Nassy, a Pinellas Park, Florida driver, also a guy that's had a couple of runner-up finishes in the Snowball, but hasn't won it. He's won Blizzard Series races here. He'll be a contender. Those two guys have quite the rivalry going on, by the way. But we've got Derek Thorne, a former Snowball Derby winner, Caden Honeycutt, who won this past December's Snowball Derby, and a host of others. We've got drivers from all over the country here this weekend. Something else we have that's kind of a treat for the fans, we've got the Vores Compact Touring Series here sharing the card on Saturday with the Arca Menard Series, and that's a group of four-cylinder front-wheel drive cars. There's just shy of 40 of them entered in the race. They put on a whale of a show. Most of these guys come from the Indiana, Illinois area up in that part of the country. So we're looking forward to seeing them as well.
There you go. And I'm looking forward to seeing you, Tim Bryant, at Five Flags starting on Friday. Thanks for your time. And don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on.
We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you guys.
All right, Tim Bryant, Five Flag Speedway. He is Mr. Racing around here in my books, and he does one heck of a great job. And we were talking racing this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Speaking of racing, I hope that's not what you're doing on the roads here. Thank you for staying safe out there in all seriousness. Not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 73 degrees here, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a sunny day, beautiful really, with a breeze. And those temperatures are going to drop a bit. Thursday's high is going to be 64 with a low of 41.
Okay, a self-driving vehicle hit a speed bump of sorts, as they say. Lillian Wu has a pretty good explanation for us.
Amazon's self-driving unit, Zoox, has recalled 258 vehicles due to issues with its automated driving system that the company says could cause unexpected hard braking from the robo-taxis. The recall affects vehicles equipped with ADS software versions released before November 5th. The California-based company says it's addressed the issue by updating the software on affected vehicles. Zoox is said to be close to deploying its taxis for public service, initially with free rides to select participants this year in Las Vegas and San Francisco. That'll be followed later this year by a paid service, first in Las Vegas. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And Dairy Queen welcoming a new boss. The fast food giant hired Art Delia as chief operating officer for the U.S. and Canada. He is currently the chief marketing officer for Domino's Pizza. He will oversee 275 employees in operations, training, and marketing. He succeeds Dan Kropp, who is now a supply chain and development officer.
5:47, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. News Radio 92.3, Trump administration maintaining its criticism of federal judges who are ruling against executive orders. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
While insisting the administration will comply with all court orders, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt continued her broadsides on federal judges issuing injunctions against immigration actions and spending freezes.
This is a clear, concerted effort by leftists who don't like this president and are trying to impose slow down his agenda.
President Trump has called for the impeachment of District Court Judge Jeb Boasberg after a ruling preventing some deportation flights. In a response, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts issued a statement saying impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And a new study from UCLA says President Trump's economic policies could lead to a recession. UCLA economists believe the policies could slow down the manufacturing sector and reduce the workforce. And it says that there's no signs of a recession right now, but there are multiple events that they are concerned about. Three specific policies, in particular tariffs, DOGE's efforts to reduce the federal workforce, and the immigration policy that could lead to mass deportations.
Okay, Austin, a Hollywood director has been arrested on charges that he swindled Netflix out of about $11 million for a show that even never aired. Gary Baumgarten has the story.
47-year-old Carl Eric Rentsch is charged with wire fraud and money laundering. Federal prosecutors say Netflix paid Rentsch $44 million to purchase an unfinished show, but then doled out another $11 million when he said he needed more cash to complete the project. But they say instead he transferred the money to a personal account and spent it on millions of dollars in luxury items, including five Rolls Royces and a Ferrari. No comment from his newly appointed attorney, Gary Baumgarten. Fox News.
And Pope Francis is no longer in need of mechanical ventilation at night, so there's some good news for you. The Holy See Press Office said in Wednesday night's update that the Pope has suspended non-invasive mechanical ventilation and also has less need of high-flow oxygen therapy. The update added that his motor and respiratory physiotherapy is continuing to make progress.
Okay, Gulf Breeze getting a new thrift store. This is exciting. Goodwill is coming to the corner of Gulf Breeze Parkway and Tiger Point Boulevard. The new location features retail, warehouse areas, and, as they say, a lot of office space.
All righty. You know, speaking of...
I just put that in there. There is office space. They didn't say a lot.
Speaking of businesses, yeah, quote-unquote, yeah. Joann Fabric and Crafts is warning customers of fake websites as the company files for bankruptcy and prepares to close all stores. The retailer issued a statement on Instagram clarifying that online shopping is no longer available. Joann.com is the only company website and can be used to browse its catalog and find nearby stores. The post encouraged them to shop in person.
Okay, North Escambia motorists will soon face lane closures, traffic shifts, and detours as a resurfacing project along Beulah Road from this is from Mobile Highway to Isaac's Lane gets underway. FDOT confirming today the project will be completed sometime in 2026.
All righty, 5:50. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit more frivolous, less serious headlines out of the way. Maybe some pop culture stuff if there's time for it as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When you enter the world of autism, it can leave you feeling overwhelmed and alone. That's where Autism Pensacola comes in. We guide you through the maze of resources available to families affected by autism in the Gulf Coast area. We also offer programs like Kids for Camp, Sensory Street, Project Lifesaver, and opportunities for support and socializing. Call us at 850-434-7171 or visit autismpensacola.org. We're here for you so you will never feel alone again.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. I like ABBA. Just an amazing super group in its day. It really is. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for having us on this afternoon. Well, Meta is still planning to curb the number of large-scale messages on one of its platforms. This is, are you familiar with the WhatsApp app? You familiar with that one?
No, not quite WhatsApp. That presentation. WhatsApp is how I know it.
Ethan Brown has the story.
WhatsApp may not be a popular texting solution among Americans, but the app's other features, such as broadcasts, channels, and status updates, have grown in popularity as they allow a mass dissemination of messages to large or multiple large groups. And that has led to spam complaints. Now, according to TechCrunch, Meta says they will be testing limits on WhatsApp broadcast messages in the coming months in hopes of curbing the spam problem. Even WhatsApp business accounts may see limits, though Meta is planning on a new paid tier for business accounts that will include features aimed at helping merchants do their marketing. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Not too much going on. Do have some backups on Highway 90 lingering a bit. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spots, I-10, with just a little bit of congestion traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a beautiful Thursday, high of 64, low of 41.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, TV dinner options might become a little more scarce after a recall. Lisa Brady explains in House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. Two popular frozen meal brands are recalling limited batches of their products over the potential presence of foreign material. Nestle USA says the recall affects Lean Cuisine's butternut squash ravioli, spinach artichoke ravioli, and lemon garlic shrimp stir fry, as well as the Stouffer's party-sized chicken lasagna. The affected products were produced between August of 2024 and March of this year, and they were distributed in retailers across the country from September of last year through this month. Nestle says consumers who bought the meals should return them to the retailer for a refund. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a California assemblyman introducing a first-in-the-nation bill to eliminate ultra-processed foods from schools. The bill's author is Jesse Gabriel. He represents the San Fernando Valley. He says 73% of U.S. adults are obese. 38% of children are pre-diabetic. The bill would task scientists with identifying particularly harmful UPFs based on scientific research linking them to multiple health harms.
Okay, starting March 31st, people will no longer be able to verify their identity to the Social Security Administration over the phone. Carmen Roberts explains this pretty important change.
The Social Security Administration is imposing tighter identity proofing measures, it says, to limit fraud. Beginning March 31st, millions of Social Security recipients and applicants who cannot verify their identity through the agency's My Social Security online service will have to visit agency field offices in person. Retiree advocates warn the change will negatively impact older Americans in rural areas, including those with disabilities, who live far from SSA offices or have limited internet access. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And two more suspects facing charges related to an illegal abortion operation at several Houston area clinics. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced the arrest of 29-year-old Jose Lee and 54-year-old Rubildo Matos. Lee worked as a medical assistant and Matos, a nurse practitioner for Maria Rojas, who was arrested Monday. Rojas was the first person arrested under the state's anti-abortion ban, and she's also charged with practicing medicine without a license, facing more than 20 years in prison if fully convicted.
News Radio 92.3. Hey, vets, if you need to learn about free benefits, they're available now. The Escambia County Veterans Services Office, providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis. Here's the good part. No charge. No appointment is required. Here's that phone number, 850-595-2409. You can visit VSO at myescambia.com, or you can do it in person, 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex.
And actress Gal Gadot's Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony was briefly delayed by dozens of protesters yesterday. Dueling protests about the conflict between Israel and Hamas, surprise, surprise, broke out right before Gadot was going to receive her star. They delayed the event on Hollywood Boulevard by about 15 minutes. People could still be heard chanting once the ceremony started. She was born in Israel and has openly supported the Jewish state's effort in the war against the Palestinian militant group.
All right. House Republicans taking aim at elite universities, pushing them to pay higher taxes on profits from the billions of dollars they hold in endowments. Lydia Hu has details from NYC.
According to the National Association of College and Business Officers, the organization studied more than 650 endowments in this country and found these endowments hold collectively more than $870 billion in assets. And since 2017, with the Trump Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the largest endowments have been taxed. Those with assets of at least $500,000 for each student have paid 1.4% on income generated by their endowments. But Republican lawmakers are concerned about sky-high tuition. So some lawmakers, like Congressman Mike Lawler, is asking, why is tuition increasing when these endowments hold billions of dollars?
Well, inquiring minds want to know. That's just a simple fact of the matter there. Hey, don't forget, Pensacola returning home. I'm talking about the Ice Flyers Friday, Saturday facing Birmingham. Then on Sunday, the good guys face Peoria. Puck drop 7:05 Friday, Saturday, 4:05 on Sunday afternoon.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.